Prime Minister Tony Blair of Britain made a brief visit to Pakistan today to meet with the country's president, Pervez Musharraf. Blair's trip was aimed at showing support for the Pakistani government, which has pledged to cooperate in the U.S.-led campaign against terrorism. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from the Pakistani capital, Islamabad.
The last Western leader to visit Pakistan was President Clinton last year. He stayed about 4 hours and lectured General Musharraf on the need to return to democracy after the military coup the previous year. British Prime Minister Tony Blair today also stayed just 4 hours, but he hardly mentioned democracy. After an intensive meeting with the Pakistani leader, Blair emerged to sing Musharraf's praises, saying his cooperation is vital in the war on terrorism.
The 11th of September has changed the world. Nations make their choices as to whether they will help in the fight against international terrorism or stand aside. I believe that Pakistan has made the right choice. The result will be a significant and lasting strengthening of the outside world's relations with Pakistan. We in Britain will play our full part. We will not walk away. Neither will others.
With sanctions against Pakistan lifted, Blair also promised to support new funding for Islamabad in the form of World Bank and International Monetary Fund loans. He also pledged humanitarian assistance to help Pakistan cope with a possible flood of Afghan refugees. Blair's visit has been important for General Musharraf. Standing in a smart Western-style suit, Musharraf seemed keen to spotlight Pakistan's re-emergence from international isolation.
I would like to express my gratitude to the Prime Minister for his understanding of the problems being confronted by Pakistan and my government. I would also like to express my gratitude to the Prime Minister for his generous assistance to us in the economic field and also his assurances of future assistance to Pakistan. I am extremely grateful to you, Prime Minister.
Musharraf said he believes the evidence given him by Washington shows a link between the September 11th attacks and Osama bin Laden. Blair then made clear that the Coalition Against Terrorism is thinking seriously about an Afghanistan without the Taliban rulers who've been sheltering bin Laden.
It is absolutely clear that if the Taliban, the current Taliban regime, does fall, then it is important that any successor regime is broad-based, involves all ethnic groupings, and has to take account of the fact that Pakistan has a valid interest in close involvement with the arrangements for any such successor regime.
Islamabad will be pleased to hear that. The Pakistani government helped create and support the Taliban. It wants to be sure that any regime that replaces the hardline Islamic movement in Afghanistan is to its own liking. The Taliban ambassador to Pakistan, Abdul Salam Zaif, this evening accused Tony Blair of coming to Islamabad to encourage war, but he said the Taliban still wants a solution through negotiation. As Blair left for India this evening, it was clear Zaif's calls were not being heard. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Islamabad.